Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, a political operative extraordinaire, almost emeritus. He's getting close to being an emeritus, which means... Which simply means he's forgotten more than the young kids will ever know. Hey, Rich, thanks
for... I describe it, Jim, as sitting on the curb watching the parade go by, waving my little flag and commenting on whether I like the flutes or not.
Right, right. And complaining because there wasn't a fruit cup at lunch or something like that. So
that I got to the early bird after all the meatloaf was gone.
That's right. hey, Rich, let's get... Come on, where did I lose control here? Folks, we're talking about the Democrat process that's going through, which 4 years ago, we were laughing at the Republicans, too. So we're an equal opportunity disser around here. So Joe Biden had an apocalyptic tectonic shift day on Tuesday. The truth is, Sanders is really hot on his heels. You and a bunch of other people say it's basically over. He has no real path to overcome Biden. But here's the question for you. Biden is, I mean, it's almost cliche for me to say Biden is a gaffe machine. Can he really, yeah, based on what you've watched him lately, especially in the last 6 months or so, do you think he can get all the way through to the first week of November without saying something that makes everyone go, ooh? What do you think?
Yeah, no, the two things that, the answer to your question is no, I don't think he can. But here are the two things that make it not quite as important, I think. One, the gaffe machine thing is baked in. We've watched Joe Biden do this for the
It's just Uncle Joe. He's just old
Joe. 1839. Yeah. I mean, it's, mm-hmm, you know, he's been doing this a long time. And he says that stuff and, you know, you roll your eyes and you go, that's Joe. The second is that you've got on the other side, you know, I know you don't want to get into this yet, but you've got a guy named Donald Trump.
Well, he contributes to it
times a day.
He contributes to it. No, I will give you that. But still, I just wonder about that. So, all right, here's a question for you. What is Biden going to run on? What is his platform going to be that would resonate with Americans?
Well, I think the central part of the, if I were advising him, which I'm not, the central part of his campaign would be,
show,
I ain't Trump.
So. Yeah. Well, I don't think that'll be a winner, though. Do you really think that'll be a winner?
Yes, I do. Because your constituency, the small businessman and woman on Main Street,
They don't hate Trump.
I know. So I was just going to say, I think they know that they've gotten about everything they can get out of the government. He's squeezed out just about all the regulations. He's done all the tax work.
And they
want
to keep that.
But he doesn't. So now they're willing to look beyond those details, and they want a better existence. And I think that when they look over the landscape, they're going to be like my friends here in Northern Virginia. Okay, we got everything we wanted. I'm done with them.
I don't want to sound at the risk of sound like I'm I'm certainly not. I was a detractor of President Trump long before he was president for some of the things he's done, but I want you to know that in my opinion that my polling and other polling I think bears this out. I'm going to bet you a dinner at Filomeno's or Langino's or whatever the place is in Old Town there that you go to. Anything you want.
Landini's.
I'll bet you a dinner at Filomeno's in Georgetown or Landini's in Old Town. Whatever you want, I'll bet you a dinner there that small businesses will not cross over. And the majority, vast majority, will not cross over and abandon Trump for Biden. It'll never happen.
Okay, we'll see. I'll take the bet.
I'm not saying that Biden won't beat Trump. I'm just saying I know small businesses. They're an underreported sector. I know that they helped Trump get elected. There's no question about
that. I don't disagree. I absolutely agree with that. But think about this. Think about Churchill after World War II. During World War II, everybody voted for Churchill. World War II was over, they said, we're done with him. Let's get somebody else.
And he's right, folks. Not the second, the millisecond after the war was over, he was out.
Right.
No,
so
I agree. That's a precedent. But now here's the thing, though. His policies, gun control, that's not a small business winner. Climate change, that's not a small business winner. Things like that do not resonate with Main Street. They're not going to cross over. But other sectors, other constituents, they may. You may be right about that.
We'll know it about
who else will cross over that you think were Trump supporters? Unions? Will unions cross over?
I think unions. Well, the test is what you and I ought to do is take a weekend off and drive through Western Pennsylvania and just chat with people on Main Street in all those little towns in Western Pennsylvania when we get closer to this and see what
they're the ones that are going to vote for Trump. You know why? Yeah. Because fracking has helped them.
And Joe Biden wants whether they do it again.
Yeah. Well, I report on that. The Crescent, the Shale Crescent up there, which is part of Pennsylvania, those people have jobs up there because of natural gas fracking, and Joe Biden is not his climate change agenda is not going to help them.
Yeah, but the good news for Biden is he gets to play off both Trump on one end and Bernie on the other end, and he looks so reasonable coming up the middle.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, folks, we're going to a great discussion, great debate. Rich and I know where each other's bodies are buried, so we know how far to go. And we'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.